WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8 at 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station Police Department is currently searching the area around the College Station Utility Center for potential burglary suspects. Officers have shut down the entrance into the Utility Center off of Graham Road in Birmingham. The police department asks citizens to avoid the area. There is now one person for each of the open positions in this November's local elections. The latest filing is for the College Station School Board position being vacated by the retirement of Valerie Yokin. The first to file for the position is Geralyn Nolan, who was a member of last year's CSISD Path to 25K committee. A Saturday night crash in front of the Bryan Municipal Course killed the driver. Police report a pickup on Villa Maria left the roadway and struck an oak tree. The driver, who was partially ejected and crushed by the overturned truck, was identified as Scott Everett Johnson. Officers thanked multiple unknown witnesses who rolled the truck off the victim before medics arrived. No one else was in the truck. A woman arrested for drunk driving following a crash on OSR near Normandy Friday night is also accused of stealing a DPS patrol car. The DPS news release states a Madison County deputy who was also at the scene gave the trooper a ride. During a 3-mile pursuit, the trooper fired an undisclosed number of shots, which disabled the car. No injuries were reported. 31-year-old Bridget Cast of Longview was taken to the Madison County Jail. Last week's College Station City Council meeting included concerns raised by homeowners in the Nantucket subdivision who wanted to be notified about future commercial zoning across the freeway but weren't because of the roadway. Planning and Development Director Lance Sims says they do two things as a courtesy.
If a neighborhood, an HOA or a neighborhood association is registered with the city, they have to be registered with the city, we'll typically send out a notice to that HOA.
Sim says they also, as a courtesy, have been installing signs and have recently started placing multiple signs when property proposed for a change in land use development is located at an intersection. Governor Abbott has issued his list of state lawmakers who are supporting him on special session legislation.
The two state senators representing most of the Brazos Valley, Charles Schwartner and Lois Colcourth, are totally behind the governor. Missing from most of what's been nicknamed the governor's naughty or nice list of 19 special session topics, our Brazos County State Representative John Rainey and Kyle Cassell, and Representative Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties. Rainey on WTAW's The Infomaniac says he's somewhat in agreement with city and county officials who oppose the governor's attempt to cap the increase in property tax revenue without a public vote.
I don't know why we should be in the business of taking care of setting some kind of balance for that, when it is a strictly a local issue.
Cassell, also on the Infomaniacs, has heard from city and county officials.
Why are we not discussing public education funding? I think that has a bigger implication on the property taxes. That's where the problem arises.
The governor mentioned Rainey and Ashby 5 times each, and Cassell only once. Representative Leighton Schubert, whose district includes Burleson, Grimes, and Washington counties, is mentioned in 12 of the governor's 19 news releases. A link to those news releases are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8. It is 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your weather here in a bit. You can always call or text us 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:08. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure is going to bring us sunshine today. System covers much of the country. Temperatures will be 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Overnight, we're clear to partly cloudy, with a low of 70 to 75. Partial sun for tomorrow. Highs will be somewhere between 90 and 95. Some moisture heads our way tomorrow night. We'll cloud up. There could be a shower, 70 to 75. Clouds Wednesday, the chance for some showers or a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. And again, it's almost nice enough to just be outside. Just to be outside.
Yeah.
So 76, is that right? Something like that.
76, right? Yeah, that's what I've got.
Okay, so just remember, though, if you survive summer, you're really lucky because there are things out there that can kill you during the summer.
That's right.
They can kill you dead.
As opposed to killing you alive.
That's right. Business Insider gives us a list of seven things that could make you die during the summer. Okay. Food poisoning.
Oh.
Happens a lot in the summer, letting you know.
Because of that heat.
Yeah.
That's right. Number six, drowning.
You're swimming.
Yep,
okay.
3,500 people drown every year. 20% of them are kids under the age of 14.
Mm.
Sunburns.
Sunburns can kill you?
Can be deadly in the long run because of skin cancer.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mosquitoes, skeeters.
Yep.
Got Zika. The Zika. I think we just had our first case in Texas.
Yes,
Zika,
I think we did too.
South
I saw
Texas,
that.
Texas, right? Last weekend, something like that.
Yep.
Car accidents. Okay. A lot more fatal car accidents during the summer.
A lot of traveling, yeah.
More folks out there. Memorial Day weekend is the worst for deadly accidents. Labor Day second. Mm. Dehydration and heat stroke. Heat waves kill more people each year than tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, or blizzards.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Drink water.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you're thirsty, it's already too late.
That's
Keep
right.
yourself hydrated.
Ticks.
Ooh.
Yep, they're worse than normal this time of year, okay? And they carry six different diseases. Biggin is Lyme disease.
Okay, yep.
And they can cause meningitis. So there you are, things that can kill you in the summertime.
I'm glad they tell us what can kill us, but don't really give us any tips.
Stay inside. Stay inside.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't go outside.
Stay inside. Don't have any fun.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
All right, did you know that Philadelphia cream cheese was actually created someplace else?
No.
Why'd they call it Philadelphia?
I know.
Then?
It was created in Chester, New York. Chester, New York. I'm not sure. Maybe they had a distribution problem and Philadelphia came to their rescue,
there
and that's
you go.
The reason they did that.
It's good, whatever it is. Wherever right. it was made.
It works. The Simpsons has been on so long. How long is it?
How long is it?
You, that Fox moved it to Thursday night so it could compete with The Cosby Show.
Wow.
That's how long The Simpsons has been on. And just to prove that, yes, there are ways that you can waste an incredible amount of time researching things. All right, now listen to this. Ohio is the only state that does not share any letters in its name that are in the word mackerel.
Okay.
Every single state name contains either an M or an A or a C or a K or an E or an R and an L.
Right.
Okay. That's how
Except
obscure.
Except for Ohio.
That's how obscure trivia has gotten.
I mean, yeah.
Why did somebody
what
look at the word?
What word did you pick? Yeah. Exactly.
Why did you pick mackerel and go, I wonder if, and how much time was spent on that?
Right.
Now, this is the kind of information that I wish I didn't know because it's taking up valuable space in my brain. Now I've forgotten my phone number.
Well,
so.
That's okay. See, you can maybe use that in some
some capacity.
Way.
Sure.
You can find it to get you a free drink or win a bet or
there
something like that, and then that would make it a worthwhile thing. Short of that.
But it's hard to even, it's hard to even phrase that question.
How do you conceptual, right, that's
like
why.
Like that trivia question.
That's why I said that slowly, so you could understand how stupid it was.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know. That's
Got
what,
it.
That's some, I'm hoping nobody paid for that.
I'm hoping we didn't pay for that.
Mm. Hey, nice numbers for Anheuser-Busch InBev, the world's largest brewer for sales. Its profits increased $1.5 billion in the latest quarter. It's up $152 million the profit is up $152 million. Of course, Anheuser-Busch InBev owns over 200 beer labels, which would include Bud and Bud Light and Corona and Stella and Beck's and Bass and Busch and Labatt and Lowenbrow. I remember Lowenbrow. Michelob, Duels, Presidente, Rolling Rock, and many, many others.
Wow.
Apple has pulled the plug on its iPod Shuffle and the iPad Nano.
Okay.
The last two products that couldn't run Apple's iOS operating system. Business Insider said that the iPod Touch, which does, remains in the Apple lineup, and the 32 gig and 128 gig touch models will still be available for $199 and $299 each. So the movie Baby Driver didn't exactly convince Apple to keep the iPod on its product list after it was all said and done. So the police of in New York are looking for the owner of a huge pet tortoise.
Oh.
Healthy 77-pound African spurred tortoise found strolling down a road in Nassau County on Wednesday. I don't know about strolling. Anyway.
Sauntering, maybe.
Police said it probably escaped from a nearby home. You think? They described the animal as pleasant and domesticated.
Oh.
And a heck of a lot more friendly than an alligator snapping turtle, which can be found roaming in that area.
Yeah.
Reptile was found just days after a similar African tortoise spurred a search by the police in New York City. They apparently found one there. So, just saying.
All right.
So not, bizarre. How do you lose your turtle and not, you know, look for it? And does he get far away in the first place?
When do you let people know? I mean, when he doesn't
get your
come
tortoise
back.
Chipped? We should ask Leah next time.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll have to have a look at that and see. So, Jeff Vance, he is a city council member in Anadarko, Oklahoma, driving when a police officer pulled him over for swerving across the yellow line. As the officer questioned him, he started throwing out that, well, he was on the city council, one of those don't you know who I am.
I pay your salary.
Then he offered to pay the fine right then and there. Yeah. Even give his car to the officer. Didn't stop there, went to the station, and once again said that they should be nice to him because of who he was, and they should let him go. And he would then help them raise money for the department. So he was arrested on DUI.
Yeah.
And, of course, they have a body cam of the whole thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's out there. That he's. I don't know when that re-election
maybe,
thing
I was going to say,
up.
Maybe he could use some of the footage for
could
his re-election commercials.
I work closely with the police.
Exactly.
And help for that guy that slugged that
I
reporter that time.
I will do anything for you.
Yeah. So Rob Lowe having quite the month.
Okay.
Spotted two great white sharks while paddle boarding a few weeks back. Okay, and then saw something even more elusive while filming his new reality show. Us Weekly reports the 80s star communicated with spirits through a device called an ovalis and claims it said a dead woman's name in the spot where she was murdered. Oh, yeah, there's more. By the way, you'll get a chance to see this action in The Low Files.
There it
okay,
is.
Which debuts this Wednesday at 9 o'clock on A&E.
I was waiting for that line where it was like, oh, you can catch it all on his new show.
That's right. Yeah. Rob also told folks at this past week's Television Critics Association Summer Press Tour that his friend Charlie Sheen thinks the moon is hollow. Sounds ridiculous, I know, but Rob's sons, who were also on the show with him, apparently heard them discussing that as well.
Charlie Sheen also thinks he's a rock star from Mars, so...
Just saying. Okay. And while we're at it, although rumors are swirling that Justin Bieber canceled his Purpose tour so he could rededicate his life to Christ, insiders tell TMZ he's not leaving the music industry. Word is he'll be back in the swing when the time is right. But don't expect anything from the young superstar for at least 2 years, sources say.
Wow.
Biebs is serious about the idea of starting a mega church.
Oh, my.
Starting a mega church.
I don't know what to
Bieber?
Think about this.
Who knew?
Scientology and Bieberism.
That's right. Okay, something about Mary.
That was
quite
a movie.
Quite an unusual movie.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they're going to make a Broadway play out of it.
Okay.
A stage musical in the 1998 movie There's Something About Mary, which starred Ben Stiller and Cameron Diaz. The Farrelly brothers, who co-wrote and directed the film, say that they are now working on putting a project together that would bring it to the Broadway stage.
All right.
People were already done with sequels and remakes, so
move
it to Broadway.
So Taco Bell rolling out a new menu item called... The Beefy Potato-rito.
Okay.
The Beefy Potato-rito.
Sounds great.
Brand Eating says it will have seasoned beef or a beef-like product.
Right.
Shredded cheese or a cheese-like product. nacho cheese sauce, crispy taters, and chipotle sauce wrapped up in a flour tortilla and will cost about $1. It will be available, apparently.
About a dollar.
About a dollar, yeah. Maybe a little more than a dollar. I'm not sure, but maybe it'll be a dollar 10 or something like
all
that.
Right.
What about a dollar-like product? Can
it could
I use
be
that?
Yes, exactly. Once again, it'll be seasoned beef, shredded cheddar cheese, nacho cheese sauce, because the cheese itself is not enough. It'll probably just be a sprinkling of cheddar cheese anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Crispy potatoes.
I was thinking I'm going to take me some of these potatoes home with me.
Can do that, yes. A chipotle sauce and all then wrapped in a flour tortilla. That pretty well carbs you out, doesn't it?
I think so.
That's about all the carbs you need.
All the carbs you need.
Forever.
Kentucky Fried Chicken debuting a new menu item as well. It's called Smoky Mountain Barbecue Chicken.
Right. I like when they just add a bunch of fun words before the
Smoky
Mountain,
Well, it's extra crispy chicken that has a sweet and smoky barbecue sauce, reportedly blending the recipes from Memphis and the Carolinas. The Smoky Mountain Barbecue Chicken will only be available for a limited time in test markets like Indianapolis, after which KFC will decide whether to roll it out across the country. Once again, and I hope they put too much sauce on it, because, you know, that'll be nasty and ugly to eat while you're driving.
Ooh, sure, yeah.
But then do you take
your shout stick ready?
I got another thing. How to remove lipstick from a dress? We'll have that a little bit later.
Okay,
a little helpful hint for you. But I mean, in the meantime, does a KFC sandwich come in a bag? Like doesn't Chick-fil-A put theirs in a bag? Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does KFC do that?
I think so.
And then you know, then what happens is if you let it sit, does the sauce glom down to the bottom so that's a gooey mess in the bottom of the bag? I'm just saying.
You got to eat it quick.
Well, I guess that's what it is. Maybe pull over on the side of the road and eat it quick as opposed to even actually going out there and driving while you do that.
Uh-huh. Because it would get in the way of your famous bowl.
Well, it would. I'm just trying to be safe if at all possible. Lady named Regina Mitchell, pretty interesting. She is a part owner of a company called Warren Fabricating and Machining. It's located in Hubbard, Ohio.
Okay.
Says that her company's got plenty of jobs for welders and machinists and even crane workers, but at least 4 out of every 10 applicants fail because of drugs in the system. And she said, I need employees who are engaged in their work while they're here.
Right.
And that they're of sound mind and doing the best job they can to keep their fellow co-workers safe at all times. We got a 150-ton crane in our machine building, and we're moving 300,000 pounds of steel around that building on a regular basis, so I can't take the chance to have anybody impaired running that crane or working 40 feet in the air.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
they're good
absolutely.
Paying jobs. They are an opportunity for people in our area, and we just cannot find enough people who can pass a drug test to get a job.
And I think that's a great point. It's not so much what you do in your own spare time. It's I can't take the chance of you being high when you're at work.
There was a story, I believe, in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, maybe it's the Houston Chronicle, talking about how they are having trouble out in Midland. Because, again, the oil boom is hit again out there. Things are going well in the Permian Basin. But they are having trouble with people who burn up all their money and start buying drugs. And then you get on drugs. And after they've been hired, they flunk their drug test. And they can't keep them out there.
Right.
And again, you know, they're using heavy equipment out there. And it's dangerous work. And it really, really pays well.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a neighbor who works in the oil industry. And he said, I've had to go out and fire entire crews.
Wow.
Because they just can't stay off the drugs.
Wow.
And there are people who are, he said, these guys are under 25 years of age. They're making $120,000 a year, and they can't stay off drugs long enough to be able to pass their drug test.
Wow.
I mean, is that sad or what?
Yeah. Crazy.
Okay, there you go. It's 8:23.
With the revival on Broadway walking away with 2 Tony Awards this year, it's no wonder why the theater company is mounting a production of this musical of all musicals, Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly opens August 4th with performances running 3 weekends in a row. Purchase tickets now at theatercompany.com. Hello, Dolly is underwritten by Lynn Holleran and Dr. Charles Bowman. You can't afford to miss this amazing theatrical experience. The Theater Company on Villa Maria behind Joanne's Fabrics in the Tejas Center in Bryan.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Slug glue. I'm Bob Hershon, and this is Science Update. Anyone who's tried to glue two surfaces together knows that it's darn near impossible to make them stick if they're wet. But doctors need wound dressings to stay put and to repair moist tissues during surgery. Current options such as superglue perform poorly and are toxic. But now scientists are looking to the lowly slug for inspiration. Harvard bioengineer David Mooney and his team write in the journal Science that the slug's mucus has a strong positive charge that sticks nicely to anything with a negative charge.
They actually adhere quite tightly to what they're moving against. They manage to have this really nice adhesion that is also very stable in the presence of water.
These properties have inspired the development of a new adhesive. Preliminary tests suggest it's well-tolerated and holds up under wet conditions. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Apple has removed software from its App Store in China that allowed users to circumvent the country's vast system of internet filters. Several popular apps giving users access to virtual private networks or VPNs that tunnel through China's sophisticated system of internet filters disappeared from the mainland China version of Apple's App Store on Saturday. Restaurants that offer all-you-can-eat dining are often more about quantity than quality, but a number of higher-end New York City establishments are looking to reverse that trend. The Wall Street Journal says Kesty Pizza and Vino, a pizzeria that offers authentic Neapolitan-style pies, has introduced a daily $20 unlimited slices promotion at its location in Brooklyn. Megu, a Japanese restaurant in Chelsea, is rolling out a $300 Imperial Oyster experience with all-you-can-eat oysters. Hill Country Barbecue Market in Manhattan's Flatiron District has a $32 Monday all-you-can-eat special. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Let's start this week with some very important news for anyone who's looking for a job. Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. As a matter of fact, I have news of two big potential employment opportunities. First, this Wednesday, just 2 days from now, it's Amazon Job Day. 50,000 new employees will be hired at Amazon fulfillment centers across the United States. These are entry-level jobs, but the benefits are great. It's all happening when traditional retailers are closing down and firing staff nationwide. Meanwhile, Apple's iPhone manufacturer, Foxconn, is building its first American factory in Wisconsin, a $10 billion investment in the heart of the Rust Belt, where jobs are badly needed. The company is hiring 13,000 technology workers at all skill levels to make high-res LCD screens. The lowest starting salary is $53,000 plus benefits. The company says hiring starts now to begin employee training. All the tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. The next time you go to the grocery store, pay attention to how long it takes. Actually, don't waste your time. I'll tell you, too long. It's 2017, the days of going to the grocery store, battling for a parking space, and searching high and low for some obscure ingredient are over. It's time to say hello to HelloFresh, the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking healthy, delicious meals fun, easy, and convenient. Just go to HelloFresh.com, pick out the recipes you want, and they're delivered directly to your doorstep every week in a special insulated box, along with easy-to-follow step-by-step instructions and full-color pictures. Each HelloFresh box includes fresh, seasonal ingredients. No more wondering if you have the right amount. Just delicious meals that you can make in 30 minutes or less. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off your first box when you go to HelloFresh.com/Kim, plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The area around the College Station Utility Center off Graham Road in Birmingham is now open after police have captured a third and final burglary suspect. Bryan police thank multiple unknown witnesses to a crash who rolled a pickup off the driver. This was on Villa Maria in front of the municipal golf course. Investigators determined the truck was going at a high rate of speed, and when it jumped the curb and sidewalk, the truck slammed an oak tree with enough force that the tree with a trunk of 3 feet in diameter was severed and moved about 30 feet. The driver, identified only as Scott Everett Johnson, was killed. No one else was inside the truck. An East Texas woman is accused of driving away from a DWI arrest in a DPS trooper's patrol car. This was Friday night following a crash on OSR near Normandy. According to a DPS news release, the driver slipped her handcuffed hands from her back to her front. After she drove away, a Madison County deputy who was on the scene gave the trooper a ride. The trooper fired an undisclosed number of shots, disabling the car about 3 miles from where the pursuit began. No one was injured. 31-year-old Bridget Cast of Longview was taken to the Madison County Jail on charges of DWI, felony evading, and felony unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. The start of the second week of filing for this November's local elections finds all races have one candidate. Filing for College Station School Board is Geraldine Nolan, who was one of 16 parents who served last year on the district's Path to 25K committee that preceded the work of a boundary adjustment committee. Nolan, who has 3 children, has filed for the CSISD position now held by Valerie Yokin, who has announced she is not seeking a fourth term. The only state requirement when there is a proposed land use change inside a city is notifying property owners within 200 feet. That's unless a road gets in the way, which is what happened with a rezoning at last week's College Station Council meeting.
Is there a way that exceptions can be made in instance like that? So the signs across the street, but they didn't get the notification.
Councilwoman Linda Harvell's question drew a 2-part response from Planning and Development Director Lance Sims. He says HOAs and a neighborhood associations that are registered with the city are automatically notified.
The other thing we do is physically put the signs out. We don't have to do that, but we physically put the signs out on the properties too.
Changing the land use north of the Texas World Speedway was one of 4 city-initiated requests to add more property that could be used for general commercial applications in the future. A homeowner in what is otherwise a quiet neighborhood in Liberty, northeast of Houston, is in jail for having way too many tires on his property.
Officials in Liberty County had received complaints that thousands of tires were stacked at the home of 52-year-old Robert Piver. He had been issued a notice on June 1st that he was violating a fire protection order and was given 30 days to remove nearly 10,000 tires. Piver ignored the order and an extension and was arrested Friday. He has a felony charge of illegally dumping over 1,000 pounds and a misdemeanor charge of violating a fire marshal's order. Officials say that the neighborhood in which Piver lives is well kept otherwise. David Burrell, TSN News.
Supporters of Governor Abbott's special session legislation have been recognized.
The two state senators representing most of the Brazos Valley were named in each of the governor's 19 news releases on his website. Missing from most of what's been nicknamed the governor's naughty or nice list are three of the four state representatives covering most of the Brazos Valley. Kyle Cassell's name is mentioned only once. His name was not listed, among other things, about teacher pay raises. On WTAW's Infomaniacs, Cassell says it's currently an unfunded mandate to local districts.
You can't force these counties that are working with less money, you know, especially the Chapter 41 schools that are sending so much money back. Where are they going to come up with $1,000 for each teacher in their system?
John Rainey's name was mentioned by the governor five times, also on the Infomaniacs. Rainey says he does not know why the state should be in the business of setting property tax rates for cities and counties.
The big driver in all of property taxes is public schools, and we over here in the legislature in the last number of sessions have funded public schools at a lesser and lesser rate, so therefore it's obvious that they have to pick up the slack with local school tax. So here we are complaining about property tax increase, but at the same time being one of the causes of it.
Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties, was mentioned by the governor five times, while Leighton Schubert, whose district includes Grimes, Burleson, and Washington counties, was mentioned 12 of 19 times. A link to the news releases is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 76 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.
75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September 7th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the roof of the College Station Hilton once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos Valley. Register at OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org. Create your personal team or fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with your friends, family, and coworkers, and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org for more.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:37. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather. And it's sponsored this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holland Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mostly sunny and warm today. Temperatures will be anywhere from 90 to 95 this afternoon. Overnight, we should be clear to partly cloudy. It'll be 70 to 75. Partial sunshine in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures will return to 90 to 95 during the afternoon. Start to see some cloudiness tomorrow night, and there may even be a shower or two, lows 70 to 75. Clouds, a few showers, and maybe a thunderstorm on Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with April Clemens from Longway Home Adoptables. Of course, this segment's brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus, your local pet supply super center located in the Bryan Target Center. And it's puppy day.
It is.
You brought puppies.
I brought
5 puppies.
And they're so adorable.
Crazy cute puppies, wouldn't you agree?
I'm holding who, little Wallace
this
here?
This is Walrus. Yeah, these are...
Walrus.
Walrus, yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is what we're calling our sea animal litter. So basically, we've got like Walrus and Beluga, and it's a litter of 5 puppies, and they're kind of like a Catahoula hound mix.
Oh, yeah.
So some of them look more hound, some of them look more Catahoula with the spots and like a blue eye. So it's a nice variety, but these are going to be dogs that are probably 25 or 30 pounds once they're fully grown.
Mm-hmm. I had a dog very similar to that, kind of like Catahoula mix like that, and very chill like this, like Walrus here.
Yeah, Walrus is, he's very much our laid back, just want to soak up what's happening type of puppy. He's very
so
relaxed,
cute.
and you can just kind of hold him, and now you won't be able to do that much longer because he'll get so big that he'll, you know, it'll be a chore to carry him around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so we're looking for adopters for these sea litter puppies. Of course, we have lots of small dogs in our program, but we're excited to have some medium breeds now. So if you're into medium breed puppies, medium-sized puppies, we have them.
Now, speaking of puppies, you guys need puppy pads you have so many, right?
Oh, boy, do we ever. Puppy pads are great. So we use puppy pads for a lot of reasons. Obviously, puppies, because they're not trained, so they kind of go wherever.
Yeah.
So puppy pads are great because we burn through those really great for the puppies, but also because we tend to specialize in the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get senior dogs, sometimes they may not be able to hold their bodily functions as well as a young dog would.
Mm-hmm.
So we use puppy pads for them. And then also for our mamas that are going into labor. So we have puppy pads that are kind of used for everyone. And we really, really need puppy pads, as as unfun as that may be.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, okay. So you've got all these puppies. And then, of course, you were talking about senior dogs and then medium-sized dogs. You guys in particular need some fosters for medium-sized dogs and things like that, right?
We do. So we're always expanding our foster base. We're growing really, really well, which is great. But what tends to happen is that once you foster 10, 20, 30, 50, however many you foster, you find one or two that you fall in love with.
That you want to keep.
And that's great. That's wonderful for the animals. But that also means that your house is probably full now and you can no longer foster. So now we need new fosters to replenish those homes. And we would love to save more medium breed dogs. So if you're able to help, whether it's medium breed puppies, medium breed adults or seniors, we just need more fosters. And we cover everything, all supplies, all medical expenses, everything.
And that's what's really cool. So if you are interested in fostering a medium-sized dog or a puppy or a senior dog, any of the kind of dogs that they have over at Long Way Home Adoptables, get in touch with them. Check them out on Facebook. You can check out Long Way Home Adoptables on Facebook.
Right.
Or you can go to their website, mylongwayhome.org, of course. This is brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus, your local Pet Supplies Supercenter, located in the Bryan Target Center. You got anything else, April?
Yeah, actually, if you're in Pet Supplies Plus, we have a couple of polydactyl kittens with extra toes.
Yeah.
So while you're there visiting, grab some puppy pads. We have a big donation box. Have I said we need puppy pads? We have a big donation box at the very front of the store at Pet Supplies Plus and Bryan. Grab some puppy pads. Drop them in the box on your way out. We would be so grateful.
A great way to easily donate and help out the people over at Long Way Home Adoptables. MyLongWayHome.org is where you go to get more information on how you can foster or adopt some of these cute little puppies or any of the animals they have over there. Thanks for coming in, April.
Thank you for holding our puppies.
Yeah.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Doing away with an old appliance in your home? Be sure to replace it with an Energy Star rated model. They utilize advanced technologies to use between 10 and 50% less energy and up to 40% less water than standard appliances.
Your energy and money saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
843 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So whenever something comes into short supply, price generally goes up.
But that also gives consumers an opportunity to decide, well, maybe I can get by without this or without as much of it. And you can see, you know, 5 years ago, gas prices were crazy. And, you know, now they kind of hang around $2.
Right.
Go up a little bit, go down a little bit. But part of that has to do with the fact that, well, we've just decided we can make do without that. We don't have to make that trip. We don't have to do those things. And we see it with other consumables. And it's happening right now with eggs, of all things.
Interesting. Okay.
Now, what happened is a couple of years ago, there was an avian influenza outbreak. It was the worst in United States history. Pretty well wiped out a lot of the laying flocks out there. So you ended up with shortages. Well, now, 2 years later, they've restocked. They have all the laying hens that they need. The problem is people have kind of gotten away from buying eggs.
Yeah.
Large shell eggs, the type that are sold at a grocery store, recently sold for 98 cents a dozen wholesale in Midwest U.S. That's a drop of 62% from what it was 2 years ago.
Wow.
And there are a whole lot of different reasons for that. Earlier in the decade, the egg market had a really strong run because consumers basically had a growing appetite for protein and all-day breakfast that restaurant chains have. But the bird flu led to the destruction of 34 million egg-laying hens when it struck farms in 2015. Yeah, a long time ago. So the resulting egg shortfalls and the record prices caused producers to quickly refill their barns, bring the nation's egg-laying hen population back up to what it needed to be, which, by the way, was 319 million hens back in December of 2016, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Problem is, demand for the eggs has not rebounded nearly as quickly.
So since that's the case, are they going to drop the price of the eggs?
Well, they're down at, I don't know what they're going to do necessarily in the long run. What the egg producers are doing now is they're exporting more to be able to at least get some out to the market, especially Mexico and Canada. They can do that. They can't really export much beyond that. But because they've had bird flu outbreaks in Europe and Asia, and that's given the food companies a reason to kind of stick with egg alternatives over there. So what we have to do is change our habits if you want to. But the thing is, maybe you decided, no, I can get along without that.
Well, and it's interesting. I follow a lot of, you know, healthy food people and nutritionists and stuff. And a lot of them have, you know, over the last, you know, year or so, kind of come up with, you know, different ways to eat breakfast without eggs. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have found they actually have a bit of an egg, like, intolerance, whether you just, not necessarily an allergy, but maybe you get more bloated after you eat eggs or you don't feel well, whatever. And they can kind of pinpoint it back to eggs. And so a lot of them, you know, it's been really popular breakfast recipes sans eggs. And so it's interesting that you say that. And the demand, you know, people are finding other ways to get their protein and get their, you know, nutrients that you would normally get from eggs that way.
It's you go back and you look at what used to be the traditional American breakfast, and it's changed for any number of cultural reasons. So many people don't eat breakfast at home anymore.
That too.
In big cities, they eat either on the commute or once they get to the office. There are, like you say, cereal bars. There are all sorts of alternatives. And then when you actually can find sit-down prepared breakfasts that don't include eggs, then that makes it more difficult as well for the eggs to come back and recapture their market share.
Yeah.
But
what's interesting, though, is I feel like you find eggs on other things, like burgers, like a fried egg on a burger. Now, I know that's not going to necessarily make up for the shortfall, you know, in other things, but I do feel like you're also finding eggs in more in conventional or unconventional places than you normally would.
Sure, when that's and you're right. I, of course, I don't get the egg on a burger thing.
Hello, I do.
Okay, hello. Caller.
Yeah, you guys kind of sound like Congress telling us we need to change our lifestyle to make the egg producers happy. What we need to do is eat the oversupply of those hens.
There you go. Yeah,
bring those laying hens and get rid of them.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll take one for the team. I'll eat the eggs because I love me some eggs.
Well, okay, and again, I mean, I've had an egg on a burger. I just didn't really... Who was the first one to do that, you know? That's
a good question.
Would be because that's a little beyond the pale of what you think, but nonetheless, there it is. In the meantime, tips from the Redneck Book of Manners. Tips from the Redneck Book of Manners. Just because, well, you know, you may not know how you're supposed to behave in a certain situation, so why not ask a redneck
who can always tell you that.
They'll help you out.
Just think of somebody from Arkansas as we say this. Never take a beer to a job interview. Just saying.
Good point.
Leave it outside. Yeah.
It is considered poor taste to take a cooler to church. Okay? If you've got to vacuum the bed, it's time to change the sheets. Avoid throwing bones and scraps on the floor at the restaurant because they may not have dogs. If you're certain that you're included in the will, it's still considered tacky to drive the U-Haul in the funeral. When sending your wife down the road with the gas can, it is not proper to ask her to bring beer back with the gas.
One. Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com today.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is coming up on about 10 minutes till. Never been in a position where I would drop a small fortune on a Ferrari, but if I did, I know I'd kind of be careful before I took it out on the open road. Did you hear about this guy in Yorkshire, England?
Oh, no.
Bought a limited edition Ferrari 430 on Thursday, paid $288,000 for it, and only 500 of them were ever made. Okay, so that'll give you an idea. It is kind of rare.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, he took it out on the freeway to see whether it would go 0 to 60 in 3.6 seconds.
Oh, no.
Or if it would top out at 98 miles an hour. Yeah, you can tell this does not go well.
No.
Apparently, he wasn't ready to handle that much power because at some point, he must have hit something which made the car catch fire.
Whoa.
And fly through the air. Actually, he's okay. He just got some cuts and bruises, but the Ferrari is destroyed. Hell, they've got pictures of it too. It's out there on the internet, just
wow,
so you can see. So you got a chance to have your $288,000 Ferrari for a few miles in a few minutes, and that's about it. So Mayor Kirk Caldwell, he's the mayor of Honolulu,
okay,
has signed a bill into law that will impose fines on pedestrians who are caught looking at their phones while crossing the street.
Oh wow!
In the signing ceremony on Thursday, the mayor called it the Distracted Pedestrian Law. The text of the law, which was passed by the City Council by a 7-2 vote earlier this month, makes it illegal for pedestrians to cross a street or highway while viewing a mobile electronic device. The devices covered would be cell phones, tablets, laptops, computers, pagers, video game devices. Pedestrians will still be allowed to talk on their phones while crossing a street and look at their electronic devices while they're on the safety of the sidewalk. But if not, you can get stuck with a fine.
It's kind of like a jaywalking thing.
$15 to $35, right? $35 to $75 for second offense and $99 for the third offense. Well, again, we don't have that much trouble because it's too dang hot to walk around here a whole lot.
True.
But just saying, if you happen to do
interesting,
that.
Interesting. If you're in Hawaii.
Going to go ahead and make that a law for you.
Again, what happens if you're a tourist?
Yeah.
And you don't know the rules.
I'm not
they
from
don't
around
listen to the,
here.
And they didn't listen to the infomaniacs.
That's right. I'm not around from around here. All right, 7 minutes till. Earlier this morning, double dipping with chips. Can you do it? Should you do it? We said the important thing is saliva bonding.
Only if you are already bonded by saliva.
Yeah, that's it, so know that. But when celebrating birthdays, blowing out a cake full of candles and singing happy birthday, of course, the time-honored tradition,
Has it ever occurred to you that that ritual means a birthday cake? Celebrant is now blasting spit all over the candles.
Yep.
Yep, it has.
The journal, but you get over it, right?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's never prevented me from eating the cake.
Yeah.
The Journal of Food Research in Canada has published a study that shows that some saliva ends up on cakes when you blow out the candles. But the daughter of a professor at Clemson wondered exactly how much.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Okay, the answer can be a lot. It does vary person to person. The good news, cake germs probably are not going to kill you.
Oh, great.
Maybe skip it if the person's sick. Yeah, if they sneeze right before they blow out the candles, you might go, I'm going to skip the cake.
Or if it's like a little kid who goes, or something
like that.
Students at Clemson spread foil on a styrofoam base and then spread frosting on the foil. Okay, that's what we're paying for, okay?
Oh.
Just saying. They made sure that everyone's saliva was going to be there to simulate the environment of a party. The test subjects ate pizza before proceeding to the fake cakes. For each of the 11 test subjects, they lit the candles and blew them out and then took samples from the frosted area. In other words, all of them did it, so all of them are saliva bonded, so to speak. On average, blowing out candles on a sample meant 15 times more bacteria, 1,500%, was present. There was a lot of variation from person to person as to the amount of saliva emitted, the bacteria hanging out in their mouths, or both. The big difference compared to the control cake and the other cake that they had blown on was 3 times greater. And in some cases, 140 times greater.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Money, all right,
money
there
well
you go.
Spent. We weren't paying for that study. We were paying for a pizza party, apparently.
Yeah, if they had to eat the pizza first, what did that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Have to do with anything at all, but nonetheless.
Maybe your saliva production?
Could be. 4 minutes till. We still have time to tell you. It is exactly 28 days away from the Great American Solar Eclipse.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Of course. Yep. How did it slip my mind?
Yeah, Monday, August 21st.
Yeah.
Mark your calendars. While sky watching enthusiasts are excited, many police departments and local officials within the eclipse's path of totality, treating it pretty much like the end of the world, at least from a preparation standpoint. Newsweek says as many as 7.4 million people are expected to pack into that 70-mile-wide band across U.S. America for a chance to see the moon block the sun for 2 stinking minutes.
I saw a news report about this weekend, actually, in Oklahoma, and it was about how your pets might act strange because they think it's nighttime whenever that happens.
We had a texter who said that their youngest is going to Nashville to view it because her fiance is a nerd.
Well, at least they're going to be in Nashville.
Yeah, true.
You know, you get there a couple of days early, you do that.
That's true.
Another day or two, that part would be okay.
But going up to that random town in Oregon or wherever
exactly.
To see it first.
If you're in the middle of stinking nowhere, why would you want to do that? But Newsweek says as many as 7.4 million people, 7.4 million people are going to pack into this area. The path of totality, of course, where its sun is completely blocked out, stretches from Oregon to South Carolina. I have at least a dozen facts here, Chelsea, but I'm not going to give them to you all at once.
Okay.
We're going to parse them out during the week.
Oh, good.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, again, 28 days away from that happening, it's the Great American...
Get those shoeboxes ready.
Solar eclipse, exactly.
Spread
whatever
the wealth
it takes to get there.
For more
knowledge.
Than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 7
731-1500 or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
It's Messina Hoff Winery's 40th anniversary and Messina Hoff's Harvest Festival, and you're invited. Come celebrate with friends this fun-filled, unique experience at the award-winning Messina Hoff Winery. Participate in grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairing, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 28th with events happening through August 19th. Visit MessinaHoff.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. It's harvest time at Messina Hoff. Celebrate 40 years of winemaking excellence.
All right, Fashionista.com has the near magical trick for getting that dreaded lipstick stain out of your clothing.
Oh, good. Tell me.
All right. It's a video blogger named Kelly Lingero.
Okay.
She demonstrates this on YouTube. Oh, thank God it's on YouTube.
Proof.
Take the hairspray, okay, and soak the lipstick stain with it. Wait 5 minutes. Rub it with hand soap. Presto, no more lipstick stain.
Wow.
Boom.
Who knew? I
and
didn't
who
know it was
thinks
that easy.
To do that?
I don't know. Now
she
you
did.
Know, though.
There
now
you go.
You know that's the way it is. All right. All right. We're back tomorrow. By the way, go out and enjoy it. It's so nice outside.
Yeah.
What's the temp right now?
Oh, 76-ish.
Yeah, pretty good. Enjoy that. Okay, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station. Right.